We are now reading in the writings of Bala Sulam, the Arvut article, item 29. We remind you that you can ask questions on Kab.TV. Selected questions related to the studied materials will be asked during the lesson.
Yes, so we need to finish this article. We have one last item. It's the classics of the wisdom of Kabbalah, and we need to know it, even though it's written in words which we're perhaps not so well accustomed to. But slowly we begin to come closer to that style, to that lexicon. So the vocabulary becomes more and more accepted. But as we understand that it comes from the upper world, the upper light, the way it spreads through into our world, and so it's worthwhile for us to get used to the style of the words and the vocabulary and feed that. Right.
ובאמור מובן היטב כי בעניין ציור העבודה על אופייה האחרון כמבואר במילות
Now we can fully understand that concerning the form of work in its last manner, as explained in the words the kingdom of priests, which is the final definition of love your friend as yourself.
Meaning that this has to be the final objective, the goal. We come from the side of the vessel. The vessels. The Creator is the side of the light. So from the side of the vessels, we have nothing to do but love your friend as thyself. This is the ultimate expression of our correction.
It was indeed conceivable for Moses to restrain himself and refrain from disclosing the full manner of the work all at once, for fear that Israel would not want to detach themselves from all material possessions and give all their fortune and assets to the Creator as instructed by the words, a kingdom of priests.
Meaning, should we now, when we disseminate, or even between us, should we constantly be more precise about love thy friend as thyself in a way that it's just nothing but that? There's nothing else but that. The world is only full of love of others. Nobody for himself, only for the others, for the others, for the others, and everybody, everybody. He explains it's like organs in one body, like cells in one system, parts, everything's in the universe built like this, but we in air will to receive where it's given to us to build that connection back, not that it comes from the Creator, but it comes from the created beings that were in an opposite form, not in love thyself, but I only love myself, and this is how I observe our reality. That's why I see an opposite reality called this world. Once I change myself to love of others, I can see an opposite world. In the light of bestowal, in the light of love, I will see the next world and the Creator that fills the world. In this way, I can see this world with hatred, competition, rejection filling the world. So what do we do? Is this worth telling everybody about this or not? Maybe not for now. Maybe wait and not speak about love of others in our dissemination. Speak about nice things, good things somewhere in the middle. That will be good kids to one another. So what does he say?
It is much like Maimonides wrote that women and children must not be told the manner of the clean work, which must be in order not to be rewarded, and wait until they grow, become wise, and have the courage to execute it. Therefore, the Creator gave him the above warning, no less, but offered them the true nature of the work in all its sublimity expressed in the words, a kingdom of priests.
See what we're demanded to do? Reveal this to the whole world, that there's nowhere to run to. We have to reach love of others in a complete way, that there's no other concern just to love the others and fill the others, each and every one. Whatever the other wants, let's in such a way build a fulfillment for the love of others. In such a way, we'll reach the next world, the upper world, above our ego, into all, above all problems and troubles. Only in this way we'll reach the purpose of connection, of creation, and we will reach it. But through such blows, through such great suffering, that it's not worth it. That's why we have the path of Torah and path of Yisurim, path of suffering, as Baal HaSulam explains it in the Ma'amar, in the article of Matan Torah, that's before the article of the Arvut. He explains there is a goal that we have to reach Dvekut between us and with the Creator. That's the purpose of creation. And it's attained only by our efforts. Our efforts were obligated to exert. But either we give this exertion by receiving blows, or we give this exertion by us awakening one another. Two forces. Two reasons for developing love and connection between us, or from no choice, and then whether we want it or not, we do it, just like we're going to do it now through the virus. Or, as much as in this virus, we will start digesting and understanding that we have an opportunity here. We have an opportunity to make a connection between us through the awakening between us. In this way, we speed up the correction and reach it in a pleasant and quick way.
And regarding the reward that is defined in the words, a holy nation, it was possible for Moses to contemplate interpreting and elaborating further about the pleasantness and the sublime subtleness that come with dvekut, adhesion with him, to persuade them to accept this extreme, to completely detach themselves from any worldly possessions, as do priests.
Meaning not to explain that you completely have to come out of the world to receive, completely out of hatred to the others, completely to uplift above everything we have today from our values, but that we'll have just a bit less of that, you know, in a pleasant way that is more towards the people, that we don't need to kill ourselves to reach love of others, to slice off our will to receive into pieces and disregard it. Maybe we don't need to do it to such an extent to everyone, because it's scary for a person, a regular person. It's a big problem. Should we even do this or not? We see that except for the wisdom of Kabbalah, the regular religion doesn't speak in such a determined way. But, you know, it has to be good in this world, good in the next world, on a simple way to the masses. Is this the correct way to do it? And in according to that, we do not demand the people. We don't explain that you really have to reach in order to bestow. But it's enough to do some actions, corporeal actions, in your hands, with your legs, with your speaking, and that would be enough. That's the working of the heart. And not that working with your heart is completely disconnecting from the ego. Should we explain it or not? To the people, to everybody, to the whole world in the end? So what does he say?
Hence, he was warned, no more. But be vague and do not explain the whole reward included in the words, a holy nation. The reason for this is that had he told them about the wondrous things and the essence of the reward, they would necessarily use and assume his work in order to obtain that wonderful reward for themselves. And this would be considered working for themselves, for self-love. That, in turn, would falsify the whole purpose. Thus we see that regarding the form of the work expressed in the words, a kingdom of priests, he was told, no less. And about the unclear measure of the reward expressed in the words, a holy nation, he was told, no more.
We'll talk about it. It's not simple things. We see also Baal HaSulam is kind of avoiding giving a complete answer here. But it's enough for now, like this. According to our dissemination, we need to understand that whatever we know and what's given to us, we must reveal this to everybody and help everybody understand where exactly this is, this big obstacle that prevents us from feeling the Creator, from bringing Him into our life, and to raise ourselves to His height. So, we have Africa, please.
Yeah, thank you. Our question is from our dear brothers from the Ivory Coast. They're asking that in this environment of a virtual space, how do the groups increase our efficiency in our work? Please. Thank you.
What's the problem? We're all virtual today. Today, everybody is in a virtual connection. We have no issues in raising importance about this virtual connection. Raise the necessity in the virtual connection. I don't understand the question. Can you repeat it? I don't understand.
The question comes from our brothers from the Ivory Coast. They were asking that because we're a mixture of men and women in all the groups, how to increase our efficiency. It came from our friend Wahog Nenin from Cote d'Ivoire, please.
What does it matter whether it's men or women? They can, if they're relating to one another as friends in attaining one goal, so that's how it goes. That's how it works. Each one of us is also part man, part woman inside. And all of us together, men and women physically, and men and women internally, each one with the will to bestow and will to receive and so on. This is how we're all divided. The main thing for us is to uplift above our will to receive, our corporeal, egoistic will to receive, to the connection between us. That's it. Let's us go to the writings of Rabash, page 23. The article.
Yeah, we just want to tell everyone we have 1,006 friends in the galaxy, 136 groups, and another 106 friends on Zoom. So a tremendous amount of friends together, and we'll sing a song.
Together we grow, light awakens our soul. The spark of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. In lessons with friends, we discover his hand. No lies on the path, I promise I'll cover your back. When we pray for our connection, we can hear his call. We are following one goal, we are ready to go. When we step into the light, about reason so high, together we can fly above the sky. Sadi sadne meri sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ekhi ekhi main dikha, ke ye khuda. Sadi sadne meri sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ekhi ekhi main dikha, ke ye khuda. The spark of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. When we step into the light, about reason so high, together we can fly above the sky.
Sadi sadne meri sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ekhi ekhi main dikha, ke ye khuda. Sadi sadne meri sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ekhi ekhi main dikha, ke ye khuda.
Ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda.